Welcome to this podcast from St. James Scottish Episcopal Church in Leith. This is a 25-minute edit of our Sunday morning communion service. For more information, please visit our website, www.stjamesleith.org.uk.
Thank you. I'd like to invite everybody to stay seated and to open your hands, open your ears, and open your hearts. Because before I tell you the story of the gospel today, I have to tell you another story. A long, long time ago, in this part of the world, the winter was so cold and so dark that the end of the winter was so tremendous that everybody marked it with a celebration. At about the beginning of February, in the old Celtic tradition, they recognized it was the beginning of springtime. The winter was coming to an end. Lambing season was about to begin. The word for their celebration was Imlach, which means in the belly. The lambs would soon be coming. The light was coming back, and so everyone celebrated with lights and fires and a rejoicing at the return of the light. And this was long before anyone had heard of Jesus. But when people began to hear about Jesus in this part of the world, they recognized that celebrating the return of the light was really important. And they said to themselves, who is our light? Jesus is our light. Jesus is the light of the world. And so the story that we need to tell is the story of Jesus being the light of the world. And this is the story from the gospel. I'd like to ask, has anybody in you, do you remember any babies being born in your family? Can you remember what it was like? Was it a big thing when there was a baby born? Was it a big thing for, who was it a big thing for? So it was a great big thing for the family, wasn't it? It was a great big thing for the mum having the baby. It was a great big thing for everybody in the family, but not just everybody in the family. It's actually a great big thing when a baby's born for everybody in the whole community. And in Jesus' time, in the Jewish tradition, there was lots of things to celebrate a baby being born. The first thing, one of the first things, was that when a baby was born, when they were 8 days old, they had a special naming ceremony. And then, quite a number of days later, there was something else. Not just for the baby, for the mum. Because when a mum has a baby, it's so big a thing, and it's a bit dangerous. And it's a momentous thing that there was a special blessing for the mother when she had started to recover, to give thanks that she had got through this life-threatening but amazing experience of having a baby. And there was another thing. If the baby was the first boy baby in a family, then the baby would be taken to the temple so that everyone could see the baby and the child could be presented to God. And when they did that, they took something to say thank you. They took a gift. And I think when Mary and Joseph went, I think they took two doves to say thank you for their new baby. Well, everybody had to do this. Everybody followed these traditions. And Mary and Joseph took baby Jesus up to the temple. And when they got there, well, there was lots of people in the temple. Can you show your picture? Here's Mary. Oh, this one's Mary. Here's Mary and Joseph and the baby. Well, we'll see these ones in a minute. There was lots of people at the temple. And when they were there, there was a man called Simeon. And Simeon was an older man. He had loved God, and he had been waiting his whole life to meet the person, to see the one who was going to bring help to the people of Israel. He knew that he wasn't going to die until he'd seen that day. And it wasn't him that was doing the special blessing. He was just in the temple. And when he saw Mary and Joseph and the baby, he knew that this baby was the child, was the one that he had been waiting for his whole life. And he was delighted. He took the baby in his arms and he said, "This is the child. This is the light of the world, not just for the Jewish people, but for everybody." And he was so poetic that the words that he said have been written down, and people have said those words in prayer, sometimes before they go to their bed, for hundreds and hundreds of years. And he spoke to the parents and he said, "Mary and Joseph, your child is very special, but it's not always going to be easy to be the mother of this child. Your heart will be broken, but this child is special for everyone." And then there was someone else, a woman, Anna. Now, Anna was a woman and she was a prophet. And she had been married for 7 years, but she must have been very old. And I'm going to ask you to do some calculations here. She had been married for 7 years and she had been living around the temple and praying and serving God for 84 years. 84 years. So 7 and 84. What does that make? 90. 91. So she was at least 91. Maybe she was a lot more than 91. And she was also there when Mary and Joseph and the baby came, and she was so delighted. She knew as well immediately that this was the child that had been promised. This was the light of the world. And she sang and she gave thanks to God. And when Mary and Joseph finished everything they had to do in the temple and made their way home to Nazareth, they knew, as every parent knew, as every parent knows, that their child is very special. But they knew even more, if they needed any confirmation, that their son Jesus was very special indeed.
It's the story of the presentation of Christ in the temple. On Friday night, we had some people for dinner. We had two couples came, and one of those couples had lived in the Far East for a long time, and the other couple had lived in East Africa for a long time, I mean, like 20 years. And so we got onto the subject of how in those, both of the cultures that they had lived in, the older people were much more honored and respected than they are in our culture. And that nothing would be decided without consulting the elders and the elderly people. And I don't know what's happened in our country that's kind of got turned around a bit. And it's interesting that this story, this is actually the story, it's a bit funny that it comes, because we've started reading other stories since Christmas, but we're back. And this story is the end, in Luke's Gospel, this is the end of the Christmas story. So it begins with an elderly couple. And it ends with an elderly couple. Oh, they're not couples, but elderly people, man and a woman in each case, Elizabeth and Zachariah, we read not that long ago, having some sort of sense that a child was going to be born and that this was going to be God's light coming into the world. And it ends with not just a very elderly woman, a super duperly elderly woman. And he's making the point in both cases that these were important elders of the community. They're both very connected into the worship of the Jewish temple. So it's like Luke is authenticating the story of the Messiah by using the really powerful symbols to tell the story of the elders. So we are going to do something that Christians have done for a very long time, which is to mark the story and to pick up on the Simeon's echoing words about God's light being revealed through this child Jesus by lighting candles. And it's become the Sunday that's called Candle Mass. We've done this before. And so a couple of simple ideas for us to spend a wee bit of time on this today together. So everybody can pick up a candle. And the idea is that this is your Candlemas candle for the rest of the year, for you to take home and keep it. And it's like your super duper emergency candle. When you need a candle, when you need to say a special prayer for somebody. And probably in the year ahead, there'll be times when you need to hold somebody in God's light. And that's what you can keep the Candlemas candle for. So to make it, just so you can remember today and what we're thinking about, we'll take some time, and there's two ways you can make it for today is to wrap it with one of these wraps, and they say Candle Mass on them, 2020. Or if you want a blank one, there's blank ones on the table at the back. It can be coloured in or written on. That's one thing. There's lots of coloured threads. So, for example, you could think of, here's a wee suggestion, think of some elders that you're thankful for or that you want to keep in your thoughts and your prayers. And you could represent them with a different colour of thread. That's one Sylvie did earlier. And just do a bit of valuing of elders in the making of your candle. Yeah, dead simple thing. It doesn't have to, doesn't have to be any more complicated than that. Or you can do a very complicated one if you like, because there's about 50 different colours of thread. There's some on the table here with scissors, and there's sellotape if you want to stick it on or just tie it on. This is just tied on. That's the other one. Or the other thing we did before was to make a little prayer scroll out of a bit of paper. Something for the year ahead that you would just like to offer to God that really matters to you. You would like to pray or give to God for this year. All right, because you're going to keep this candle. Well, you don't have to keep this candle. I'm suggesting you might want to keep this candle. It's not a rule. All right. And if you would like to, you can keep this candle. And that can just be tied on there, a wee scroll. And it's just for you. You and God, what's in the scroll. You don't have to write on it even, just so you know. That could be a wee reminder. So you can do any of those things or none of them. And then when we all come back together, we'll light all the candles, will be lit, and we'll bless the candles, because that's a tradition in the church, that the Candlemas candles get a prayer of blessing. Okay. Deus te Deo, Deus te Deo, Lumens te Lumine, Lumens te Lumine, Deus te Deo, Deus te Deo, Lumens te Lumine, Lumens te Lumine, Deus te Deo, Deus te Deo. Light, we ask for your blessing on these candles. May their light shine in our homes as you shine in our hearts, in all that we say and do. May our lives show your light to others. Amen. So do sit for the prayers, and maybe we should blow the candles out.
We thank you, God, for the story of Simeon and Anna and their faithful waiting. They always trusted that they would see the Christ before they died. Help us to live our lives trusting that you are there to lead us and that your light will shine on us and show us the way. Give us light, O Lord.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.